This piece was brought to you by Whole Foods Market, wholefoodsmarket.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
This is the news.
Min means noodle, and ramen is noodle made with alkaline. So we have broken that down, and we just kind of consider ramen as a dough in the dough form, you know, wheat, water, and alkaline. And then there's, within those three components, there's a wide variety of different flavors, different flours. You can, you know, make it whatever you want.
That was Tara Norbell of UG Ramen explaining to us the core of what ramen is. To oversimplify, one could say ramen is an Asian noodle dish, but what it can be is an idea with endless possibilities. As ramen gains in popularity here in the U.S., chefs and noodle aficionados are conceiving ramen dishes that incorporate the use of seasonal ingredients and other original ideas to create new and exciting offerings. Traditionally, there are different types of ramen, and these variations can be a jumping-off point for ramen lovers.
There are also different types of ramen that people are really not familiar with. And, you know, most people have just think of ramen as broth. It's a big soup with lots of noodles and broth and a lot of toppings and a lot of pork fat. And we're taking that idea and we're completely changing it. There are tons of different types of broth ramen, but there's also different types of ramen. There's a dipping style ramen called sukimen, and there's a dry style of ramen called mazamen. And then with the mazamen, we can just change it. It's all seasonal. It's different toppings, you know, seasonal vegetables, seasonal fish, seasonal everything, whatever we want to do that day. And that makes it so much more fun. And I think this is, the new style of ramen.
Ultimately, what Ms. Norville and others like her are doing is enacting the Japanese food concept of omakase. Omakase translates to leave it up to us, or chef's choice. In the U.S., this idea is most commonly associated with sushi. But really, it can be used in any dining situation where you place yourself in the trusted hands of the chef. The first true tasting menu, if you will.
This is where the omakase comes from. It's just about really improvising and experimenting with different ramen and different seafood. And this is also a way to introduce, you know, seafood in a new way.
In many ways, ramen is a blank canvas for chefs to color with a variety of ingredients, flavors, and techniques. Which is fine with us. The more ramen, the better. I'm Brianna Kurtz for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more.
The song used in this piece is Celestial Stream by Obesity.
Thanks for listening.